This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As the world's total number of coronavirus cases hit 11.5 million today, governments are struggling with how to reopen their economies or, in some cases, to reimpose shutdowns. In Australia, officials announced Monday the closure of the border between Victoria and New South Wales, the country's two most populous states. After a spike in new infections, the length of the closure is indefinite. It marks the first such move in Australia since a flu pandemic 100 years ago. Israel announced Monday it's closing all bars, clubs, gyms, and public swimming pools because of a rise in cases in the country. It will also reduce occupancy at restaurants and places of worship. The country has more than 30,000 confirmed cases and more than 330 Israeli COVID victims have died. In the United States, where cases have been rising in most states, authorities in some areas, including Florida and Texas, have reimposed restrictions. Officials in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, on Monday ordered the closure of restaurants, gyms, fitness centers, and other indoor venues. Beaches were closed for the weekend but will reopen on Tuesday. In New York, indoor dining, restaurant dining has been postponed indefinitely in order to prevent a rise in new infections. Harvard University announced it will reopen in the fall with fewer than half of its undergraduates on campus and all courses taught remotely. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases on Monday. This makes it the country with the third highest number of cases in the world, just after the United States and Brazil. Until Monday, Russia had that distinction. You can find more on this and other stories on our website, voanews.com. We've also got an easy-to-use app that you can download. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. More than 600 companies say they won't advertise on Facebook and its sister firm Instagram in July as part of a campaign called Stop Hate for Profit. The boycott's demands include strengthening Facebook's controls of hate speech and cracking down on misinformation campaigns, especially as it comes to voting. Industry analysts say that Facebook, which made $70 billion in sales last year, mostly in advertising, likely will not feel a pinch to its bottom line as a result of the boycott. Just three of its top 25 advertisers are participating in the campaign. Facebook says it does not tolerate hate speech. It notes that it has an automated system to remove inflammatory ads before users see them. The United Nations says global HIV/AIDS targets for 2020 will not be met and that some progress could be lost, in part because of the coronavirus pandemic, which has seriously impacted the HIV/AIDS response. Some 25 million of the 38 million people living with HIV now have access to antiretroviral therapy, but the UN body that works on HIV and AIDS, known as UNAIDS, says despite expanding HIV treatment coverage, progress is stalling. Over the last 2 years, new infections have plateaued at 1.7 million a year. AIDS-related deaths have only dropped slightly from 730,000 in 2018 to 690,000 last year. COVID-19 poses an additional threat to the HIV/AIDS response because it can prevent people from accessing treatment. The UN estimates that if HIV patients are cut off from treatment for 6 months, it could lead to a 500,000 more deaths in sub-Saharan Africa over the next year. The World Health Organization warned on Monday that 73 countries are at risk of running out of AIDS drugs because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Poland's President Andrzej Duda on Monday proposed changing the country's constitution to ban LGBT couples from adopting children ahead of Sunday's presidential runoff, in which the candidates are polling neck and neck. And Regeneron Pharmaceuticals said Monday it began late-stage clinical trials to assess the effectiveness of its antibody cocktail in preventing and treating COVID-19. The company said this is an experimental therapy and has entered into mid- to late-stage phase of two trials, testing its effectiveness in COVID-19 patients in and out of the hospital. The trials run jointly with the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. It would test the cocktail's ability to prevent infection in those who've had close exposure to a COVID-19 patient. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.